Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Thank you, Katie. Welcome, everyone, to Standing on My Soapbox, the weekly call-in talk radio show where we talk about the news of the day, politics, and pop culture. I'm your host, Scott Fullerton, and in just a second, I'll be joined by my fantastic co-host, actor and writer, Mr. Craig Hurley. We hope you'll be part of the conversation today. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. Love to have you add to the conversation or start one of your own. Again, that's 347-989-0126. You can call anytime the next hour. We want to hear from you. Mr. Craig Hurley, how the heck are you?
What's going on, dude?
Dude, I got to start off by telling you a funny story, my tale of woe.
Yes, I'm listening.
Well, this is, as you know, I am the home health care keeper of my 80-year-old lovely mother, Mama Linda. And, you know, it's just, it's a little interesting every once in a while living back home with your elder parents, right?
So, right.
After the show last night, I'm getting ready to cook dinner. And my mom, on her 80th birthday, I threw a couple big parties for her in January. Her birthday was January 24th. 2 months ago, almost to the day, right? One of her presents was this really cute little tri-pot herb garden. Had like a rosemary, a sage, and a thyme plant in it, right? That she got. And she brought home, and I didn't really see it. So I told her last night, I'm going to make some chicken tonight. I want to use your rosemary if you don't mind. She says, well, you can. She says, I've been watering the damn thing for 2 months, and it's not growing, and I'm getting a little pissed off. Said, well, it's okay. I could just use a couple sprigs for it, and I'll put it in the rosemary or put it in the chicken. She says, okay. So we finish our show yesterday. I go up and get ready to go harvest this rosemary for my chicken. It's a damn fake plant. It's no. She's been watering this thing for 2 months.
Nice.
It's a plastic.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Herb garden. It looks really.
I don't
now,
mean to laugh
funny.
At your mom, but that's really funny.
Oh, I've been laughing
she's been
for
watering
a day
it
and a
for
half
months.
Now. I called the brothers. I said, I can't deal with this Alzheimer's disease. You got to take her for a couple of months. I just been teasing her to no end that she's been. I don't know how these pots have been holding this water. She's been doing for 2 months. But she was been pissed that they haven't been growing, and we figured out why last night. So I thought I'd share that with
plastic.
Everybody. Start with a little chuckle. A classic Lindaism. How's your day going, man?
It's going okay. Not really. It's a little chaotic. That happens when you're moving. So, you know, every day is just kind of a nightmare. U-Hauls, vans, trucks, you know, the whole bit. So that's all. It's just kind of chaotic from, you know, the time I wake up till the time I go to sleep. It's all good.
Are
though.
You doing
no
this
worries.
All while you're still
this
doing
is,
your...
This is a break. This is a break for me to be able to sit here and rant. Thanks for giving me a place where I can actually express myself. So
now while you're doing all this packing, are you still doing your eBay business? Are you having to hold things out and do all that
we are except we're really narrowing it down. Like we only have our higher priced items up, so you know it's like and only things that we can actually travel with. So I can't, you know, I'm not gonna, at some point we'll absolutely shut it down, and it'll be within like the next week or so that we'll have to do that. And then we'll start up again once we move. So,
well, how can people find this stuff if they're looking for a deal? I mean, you have some great collection of things. Where can they look?
Oh, no, we've got a crazy amount of Barbara Streisand memorabilia. Katie and I purchased an estate, basically an estate sale gentleman named Anthony Andreacchi, and he was a jazz singer and in the Chicagoland area, and he also owned a store in either Bucktown or Boys Town or Andersonville. I'm not exactly sure, just somewhere on the north side right there, you know, in that Wrigley Field area. And he and it was called Diva Collectibles, and it he had just an immense amount of Barbra Streisand memorabilia and
nice.
And other memorabilia, movie memorabilia. Like, we picked up just a whole bunch of just a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, because I waited till the end of the estate sale. When we first went to the estate sale, I was completely overwhelmed by the amount of memorabilia that was in this place. And it was really weird because people weren't really buying the memorabilia. They were buying all the things that they need to function on a daily basis, like, you know, dishes and glasses and brooms and stuff. So there was an awful lot of memorabilia left over. And I turned to the family. I mean, I turned to the people that were running the estate sale at the time, and they were in contact with the family and the estate lawyers. And at the end of the estate sale, I was just like, what do you want? You know, I mean, I'm willing to pay this amount of money for everything that's right here. And I would go one section at a time. Like, he had a ton of LPs. And I was like, wow. I want all of them. So, you know, I gave him a price, and then we would negotiate. And then I settled on a price. And I literally took all of his albums. And I took all of his 45s, and I took, all of the posters that were left. I took a couple of paintings that were up. We've got, and these aren't for sale, but, well, I guess everything has a price. We've got two of the original 101 Mickeys that were painted for Walt Disney's 101 birthday. I think it's his 101st, what would have been his 101st birthday. And they had a celebration for him Disneyland, and an artist, and why can't I think Robeson, I think is the name of the artist. He painted 101 different Mickeys, and they were all done under a different medium as well. So not one of them is the same, and some are done in watercolors. I mean, one is done in watercolors, one is done in charcoal, one is done in oil. He picked 100 different or 101 different mediums in order to.
And you have how many of those?
And we have two of them. We have two of the 101 Mickeys. Yeah. So, you know, he had just an amazing amount of Disneyana as well. And so we picked up a lot of that too. And we just sold a bunch of the statues. We had a couple of Maleficent statues. People are really into Maleficent for some reason. I guess it says something about the way mothers are, at least in this country. We sold, you know, a whole bunch of those, and not a whole bunch. We had three Maleficent statues that we have sold in the past. So, you know, it's just a lot of stuff is what we ended up getting. And we're going piece by piece because there's a lot of things that we love and we want to display ourselves and, you know, hang on our own walls. But piece by piece, we're going through and figuring out exactly what it is, because he had some amazing stuff. Like, we have promo albums, we have Barbra Streisand promo albums, and you can see that online. It's Winky Collectibles is the name of our store, but just go online and look for Barbra Streisand on a clear day promo. We are the only ones who have one of those for sale.
So, nice.
I mean, seriously, we are the only people who have them in our possession. I doubt even Barbra Streisand has these albums in her possession. So, you know, things like that is what were a part of his collection. And so we picked up a lot of that. And yeah, I do sell. Winky Collectibles is the name of our store. And like I said, we're coming up here. We're going to just, we're going to have to shut it down a little bit, you know, because we're going to be traveling. So as far as I can see, or
that's
at least, you know, just moves are crazy. So, you know, as far
when
as
I
can tell,
I moved out to Ohio about 19 years ago was my first time really experiencing auctions, because auctions is huge back here. And it was just at the time before it became like 99% went to the dealers, because the dealers would get there early and get all the good stuff. And they would camp out where they want. They'd raise the prices too high. But I don't know what happened to me. I turned into a collector of barware, and I can freaking open my own bar. I have so many different kinds.
Nice.
Of highball glasses, martini glasses, margarita glasses. I have to have 40 boxes of glasses down in the basement.
But wow.
I don't know why I just got into it. But you can buy them at these auction things for like a thing of 40 of them for $3, $10 if they're decent, whatever. And I
right.
just went a little crazy my first couple of years here. But that kind of stuff is fun for me. I love collecting that kind of stuff. And then after
yeah.
a while, you get into something else and you get rid of your old stuff. And it's always fun. I love that kind of stuff.
I've got a problem as a collector. I've got, because I have extensive collections in different areas. Like, I seriously have 10,000 Hot Wheels. And I don't,
nice.
I mean, it's just stuff that, yeah, over my lifetime, I've just gotten. And you know, Katie, on the flip side of that, has a serious doll collection. So, you know, and then there's Star Wars as well. And I don't do anything past 85. So I'm, past 1985, I won't buy anything. All the rest of that is just crap. So,
right.
You know, I'm original. That's the stuff I'm going for, is 1977 through 85. And especially now, it's just gotten so big. Like, somebody gave me a R2-D2 with Mickey ears, and I'm just like, no, that's we're not, you know,
that's
thank
funny.
You for the gift, but yeah, I mean, they've gone too far as I'm concerned. And
right.
so it's the old stuff, that I'm really interested in, the stuff that I actually played with, you know, the stuff that I actually, when I was a kid,
right.
I would go to the store and purchase for myself. And it only cost a dollar. It didn't cost, you know, $10 for an action figure. I don't know what was I coming around? Oh, we got all of this other stuff. Like, we got banners, literally banners that they hung in movie theaters for different movies. We just sold a Madonna banner. And we currently have a Jurassic Park banner from 1993. And the real problem I have with this banner, it's extremely expensive. Like, it's $1,000 banner. There's nobody that has them. You can't find them. And it's a Jurassic Park 1993 is what it says on it. And it originally hung in a lobby of a theater. I'm not sure what theater. But that's where it came from. And that's where Anthony Andreacchi got all of his stuff from, was theaters and PR people that he knew. His contacts were absolutely amazing because of some of the things that we have. And I have a problem with Jurassic Park, because Steven Spielberg at the time knew that dinosaurs had feathers. He could have changed, because a lot of people look at Jurassic Park like it's scientific, like it's actually a thing. And dinosaurs all had feathers. They all had feathers. Every single dinosaur had feathers. There weren't any lizard dinosaurs, guys. They were all feathers. And the one of the ways he found out is because when they were developing the movement for a T-Rex and developing the movement for a Velociraptor, they were trying different things in the animatronics and the computerized imagery that they were, because they used very little CGI on Jurassic Park. It was mainly practical. It was mainly practical effects that they actually hand built. Like, in the Velociraptors, there's dudes that are standing inside the suits running around. So, but when they logged in all of the information into a computer about, and this is Steven Spielberg's production company, when they logged in all of the information into the computer about a T-Rex and saw how its movements were, because they were building this huge animatronic T-Rex, you know, they were building a life-size T-Rex, and they noticed that it ran like a chicken. And I've said that in the past. I was like, wait, no, Tyrannosaurus Rex is just a big ass chicken. Look at his little tiny legs that are in the front, and pretend they're not even there, because he can't use them for anything, or she can't use them for anything. And then it's the big legs in the back that we normally eat. You know, I mean, those are, that's what I couldn't imagine cooking up a T-Rex, dude. That would last for a, that would feed an entire village. So,
Fred Flintstone Brontosaurus burger.
Yeah. Well, oh yeah. By the way, there were no humans when dinosaurs were on this planet. Just so you guys know, there were no humans. You know, some of these movies are fake, just like Jurassic Park. Spielberg knew that it ran like a chicken, that a T-Rex ran like a chicken, and that most likely it had feathers like a chicken. So if you look at different pictures of chickens and look like a rooster, and look at, I don't know, there's so many different varieties, and I don't have my phone in front of me, otherwise I'd be looking it up. They've got all sorts of different colors, and I can't imagine, I mean, I can, how beautiful these dinosaurs were running around here with these just gorgeous, these bright reds and these bright blacks and these bright browns and just absolutely gorgeous. And then all the rest of the dinosaurs as well. You know, a brontosaurus would be more like a duck because it spent most of its time in the water. So you would have feathers that look like that, as opposed to feathers that are like a chicken or like another type of bird. But we currently have all of these dinosaur or all of these prehistoric animals on our planet. They're called birds. They're flying all over the place. Well, right now, I mean, unless we kill them. So we're going to cause the absolute extinction of all of these, all of the dinosaurs, just 50 million years later. But yeah, we currently have, so all of these beautiful, like, descendants of dinosaurs. And so just apply the same knowledge that we have of these birds now to our dinosaurs. And each one is absolutely beautiful. Their color schemes had to just be amazingly gorgeous. And we know that, like, things like the Velociraptor would have this spiked, I don't know how to even call it. It's like a peacock, where its feathers would go straight up into the air. And I can't even imagine what would be on there. Maybe it was exactly like a peacock, where it had like almost eyeballs in the feathers. I mean, it just had to be gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And we now know that dinosaurs had feathers. I mean, scientifically, because we found some amber that is 50 million years old of a T-Rex tail, and the T-Rex tail has feathers on it. So we do know that they all had feathers, and he knew then. So he's created all of this whole line of like fake science, and people believe it. They're like, oh, I mean, it's one of the highest grossing films ever. So everybody's believing that this is the true science behind it, when it's not the true science behind it. They all had feathers. I'd really like to see him go in and replace all of that with feathers.
They did address at the time. I don't remember the feather thing, but I do remember them talking about how when they did the running of the dinosaurs, they made it bird-like, where they were going in packs kind of back and forth, waving across. They did talk about them being descended from birds a bit, just in their running patterns. They never talked about the feathers part, but they did address the bird thing with some of the dinosaurs, at least, because they showed in their movements when they were going across the fields, chasing each other and being chased by things, they went in bird-like formations. They purposely made them bird-like formations. So I know he did address it slightly, but I didn't know about the feather part. That's very interesting. I like that.
Yeah. Wow. See, I went off on like a 10-minute rant about feathers on dinosaurs based off of Jurassic Park, a Jurassic Park banner that I have for sale. See, dude, I told you, I've got 15 minutes anytime about anything. So, okay, what do you want to talk about next?
We're 20 minutes into the show, believe it or not.
See?
We're in there.
And I don't know if it was interesting or not, but, you know, dinosaurs had feathers.
I love those kind of things. Those are great. That's the way I started my collecting was movie posters. I had a friend that worked in the movie theater, and so we would get all the promo things. She was the assistant manager, so I would get all the promo things. That was my very first collection was movie posters and movie memorabilia. And then I moved on to, I think, like Scooby-Doo everything for a while, and then lighthouses, and then I had comics, and collections go in weird phases, but I think that's very cool. Those banners would be awesome.
Yeah, they're just hard to, like, I don't have any wall space, you know. I mean, I've got so many of them. I would cover all of my walls, you know. Some of them are 10 by, you know, 6 or whatever their normal size was. And then there's others that are, like, 10 feet long. So you got to go long ways on a wall. And it's definitely for collectors, you know. It's for somebody that wants specifically this thing. So, you know.
Do you happen to know who Wally Winger is? Have you heard the name Wally Winger at all?
No. Tell me about him.
I got it. Whenever we get together sometime down the road here, I got to show you some pictures, and I got to bring you over to Wally's house. Wally is also a voiceover actor, does a lot of cartoons, does a lot of things. He has like a tri-level apartment in Burbank. And you want to talk about collector. This guy has more movie memorabilia than you could ever think of. He's got these life-size.
Oh, no. I am a fierce competitor. I am absolutely a fierce competitor.
I don't think so. I've got some shit, dude. But
I'm literally staring at seven. I'm literally staring at 8 bins that are full of movie posters. Full. And they're things like Il Padrino, which is The Godfather in Italian. And it's an original poster. So it's stuff like that. I mean, we've got crazy, crazy posters.
Well,
so go ahead.
I
didn't mean to cut you off about Wally.
We'll have to compare. This guy has life-size mannequins of all these different people in the original costumes that he got from. He's got, like, the Ant-Man helmet. He's got the Iron Man helmet. He's got a full-size Fembot with the machine gun boobs. He's got a full-size monster from Monster, Inc. He's got a full-size Batman and Robin. He's got a lunchbox collection that goes around his living room. He's got a marionette thing.
I got a bunch of lunchboxes. I don't have a lot of costumes, and I don't have a lot. We've got a lot of standees, though. We've got a lot of, you know, standees that would have been standing in lobbies of movie theaters. Aladdin.
Okay.
Yeah, Aladdin, which has every single character, and it's huge. Like, you know, these things take up easily a room. So it's hard to actually display
everything.
Aladdin's
going to go soon. They have the new Aladdin coming out, so that's going to be hot again pretty soon.
Yeah, is Will Smith doing that?
Will Smith is the genie, definitely, yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Nobody can replace Robin Williams for me. Nobody can replace Robin Williams.
Exactly.
So.
I think you're right on that. But it is an interesting take. I have seen one of the trailers so far. He kind of does a rap version of You Never Had a Friend Like Me. And so he's very much Will Smithed it and everything. So it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see how it turns out. But that's happening, I think, in a month or less.
Yeah, we don't have any, like standing figures. I mean, like big, you know, like the original costumes and stuff like that. We don't have any of that. So, yeah, he is kicking my ass on that. So as far as the memorabilia on that side of it is. But I probably have some stuff that he wants.
You probably would compliment each other well. I mean, and he has, like, in his kitchen, he has old cereals. So he has all the Count Chocula's, Boo Berries, all this old
nice.
Stuff like that.
Nice. I've only got a couple of old cereal boxes that I kept. Boo Berry wasn't one of them. That's really cool.
In his living room, he has all the old games, the Starsky and Hutch and the Charlie's Angels original board games and things. And he's just a crazy. Of his 3-story split level, there's only 2 rooms that doesn't have collectibles in it.
Wow.
One other room.
Wow.
Chock full. And then he does what's really cool. He does movie nights, and he meets all these celebrities because he does voiceover stuff and all these different projects. And so he invites these different celebrities over, and they come in and they sign different things. He has this one room with all these life-size mannequins, life-size mannequins of these people. They're not mannequins. They're actually, they're Spocks, they're Elvises, they're Andy Kaufmans in their costumes. And then he has them sign on the walls. His landlord's going to probably charge him before. I don't know how he's ever going to make anything off these signed walls, but it's pretty crazy. So I can't wait to, we'll have to take you down there sometime.
I doubt he ever plans on moving.
Probably not.
If you're going to have
probably
people
not
sign your walls, you're going to take the wall with you when you leave. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, we've got a ton of autographs as well. Katie and I actually collect autographs.
Oh, really?
With all the people that I worked with, I did have the opportunity to get people's autographs, but I didn't ever take that. It wasn't until after I worked with people that I wanted their autograph. Like, I got Michael Landon's autograph later. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it's weird. But I have also, just a big collection of autographs, but those we mainly keep. Like, I have Heath Ledger's autograph from not when he was a Joker, but from Brokeback Mountain. And I have Gene Kelly's autograph. Actually, that one was sent to me by Gene Kelly.
Are they like paper books? Are they on 8x10s?
Oh no, they're on 8x10s. They're usually on 8x10s of the person, or an 8x10 picture of the person, or a piece of what would be considered memorabilia, like a page out of Variety that says Brokeback Mountain on it, and then it's got his signature. So out of Variety magazine or Variety.
Nice.
It's not a magazine. It's a freaking newspaper. So at least it's an entertainment newspaper that you can actually majority of the time believe, because they're based on fact. So if you want to learn about the entertainment business, Variety, Hollywood Reporter, both of those are very good newspapers. I would call them newspapers because they put out a lot of news on the entertainment business.
I agree. They're both very good. I've subscribed to them both over different times in my life. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're 28 minutes in already. I can't believe how fast we're going. So we're going to take a break in a second. I do have a treat for you. We did have 10 minutes after we ended last night. We did have a call yesterday from David, our buddy David. We talked for
I love
hours.
That. Oh, David.
He's been listening,
yeah.
And he's going to call in very soon. Either if not today or tomorrow, he'll call in early next week. He has been listening.
Oh,
so
cool.
He said to say hi. And yeah. He'll be calling in there. So,
well, hello, David, and glad you're still listening, and not offended by the shit that comes out of my mouth every once in a while.
There you go. 347-989-0126. Once again, that is
347-989-0126.
All right, let's take a quick break here. Have a little coffee, have a little cigarette, listen to a little Bad Boy from.
Barely got to smoke a cigarette before I got on air, so that's cool. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. Give us a call. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're so bad.
You walk my way and I hate your smile. The way it grabs me and drives me wild. I want you the way I do. In my thoughts, yeah, I'm caught. Oh, damn, I'm drawn to you. Pain to kiss my lips, make me feel no shame. That I have what I want, and you're to blame. Cause you're a bad, bad boy. Making me feel like I'm your toy. Eating me up like an almond. Your stare. The way you look tells me truth or dare. Don't wanna want you the way I do. Yeah, my thoughts, yeah, I'm lost. Oh, damn, I'm drawn to you. Baby, kiss my lips, make me feel no shame. That I have what I want.
I haven't heard that song in a while. It makes me feel dirty all of a sudden. Goodness. Craig, how you doing? Are we standing on my soapbox together here?
I am here.
Super duper. Give us a call, guys and gals. 347-989-0126. We have not had a female call.
Wait, who was
call.
That?
We have to
who
have a
was
special
that again?
Prize for our very, I think it's 347-989-0126.
No, but who was that guy again? Who was that that you just played?
That was goes by Ginger Minj, believe it or not, and
Ginger Minj,
a funky song. I like it. We have never had a female caller. We need to have a special prize for our very first female caller if we ever get one. I think we need to get
a special prize.
I don't know, some kind of special prize. Yeah, something.
We'll have to talk about
this. Yeah, we've been talking about collecting. I want to talk about. We're going to talk about happiness for a second. I read today they've put out the official World Happiness Report, and the U.S. is down to number 19. We've lost a slot since good old 45 has been president. But for the second year in a row, Finland is the happiest place on Earth. And here I thought it was Disneyland the whole time.
No,
but Finland is
no.
The
sadly, it is Finland.
Earth. And they are running a contest to celebrate being the happiest place on Earth, where you can actually rent a Finn, Craig. They're auctioning off 9 Finlandiers to go spend 3 days at their house, all expenses paid for travel and accommodations, and you can go to the happiest place on Earth in Finland. They think it's their forest and their woods. Because
yeah,
they have
the
no
problem...
Space.
The problem with that is if I win that contest and I go to Finland, I'm probably not coming back to the United States. I'm if I go to Europe, if I go anywhere near Copenhagen or Denmark, I don't see myself returning.
I don't remember. I didn't bring the list with me, but I know that it was all Nordic countries that were in the top six. So something in the water up there is making these people happy.
Something in the water. It's called non-judgmental humans that live there. That's what's in the water. And it's actually really clean, crystal clean water because they don't do chemical burns like we do. So they actually have fresh drinking water there. Like I said, I don't know so much if I'd be coming back if I'm, you know, visiting the happiest places on Earth. I doubt I'll be coming back.
How much have you gotten out of the country? I've never been out of the country. Well, I have. I've been in Canada. I've been in Mexico. I haven't been out of the
country. Okay, well, then you've been out of the country. You've been out of the country as much as I have.
North America. Let me put it that
way.
I've been out of North America.
Yeah, I haven't made, except for Hawaii, that's the closest I got to out of North America. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true. I've been there 7 times. I love Hawaii. I met Hawaii.
Oh,
Hawaii
is awesome.
Oh, I love Hawaii.
Yeah.
And you remember back in the day when you were probably living in L.A., Hawaii was damn cheap. Hawaii was my senior trip because I'm old and it was cheap back then to get there from California. Going to Hawaii was like going to Florida here in Ohio and New York. Our senior trip, we went to Hawaii for 4 nights, 5 days with breakfast included, airline included, hotel included. I think it was like $426 for all of that back when I graduated. So we had about 52 of us from school all go. We had a blast.
Yeah, there was a time in my life when I considered moving to Lahaina on is it Lahaina? Lanai? Wow. I don't know.
No, Lahaina, you're
wow.
right. Lahaina.
No, Lahaina. Yeah, Maui. On the Maui. On Kaanapali Beach. I really liked Hawaii. It's an absolutely beautiful place. It sucks though that all of our pineapples come from the Dole pineapple plantation, and in this last hurricane, I don't know if everybody was paying attention because of all the distractions from Idiot in Chief, but we lost the entire Dole pineapple plantation in the last hurricane. So pineapples are going to be extremely rare, seeing as how that's the only place that grows them.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
I was distracted.
Yeah. Oh no, they're doing a great job of distracting. How about taking $25 billion from Social Security? Excuse me, you're going to cause a riot, dude. You take $25 billion from Social Security, which is what he's doing. There's a big distraction going on right now with McCain. McCain's dead. That dude's dead. Leave him alone. He was actually in a war where he got caught and tortured. Leave him alone. This guy is the biggest baby. 45 is a baby. I'm going to pick a fight with a dead guy while I'm taking $25 billion out of Social Security. That's my Social
and he's
Security.
Keep
your damn hand off of my Social
funeral.
Security. Say what?
How are you surprised that John McCain didn't thank you for giving him a funeral? It's like, are you freaking kidding
me? He wasn't invited. He wasn't invited to John McCain's funeral, was he? He's been uninvited to all these dignitaries' funerals, including the Queen of England and what else? He's been uninvited to all of these funerals.
He made this big deal about he let John McCain have this big funeral. All he did was provide military transport. Laying in state is a congressional act. Everything else was done through Congress. The only thing the president did do was let him have military transport to these places where he had these things. So he did provide that. So, yes, President Trump, you did provide transport for John McCain. Thank you very much. But you didn't do anything else. So stop taking credit for this huge funeral that you supposedly gave him.
I've got a neighbor who's got a military Hummer. We could have used that instead. I literally, my neighbor could have just loaned it to him. That's military transport, right? He's got a freaking military grade Hummer, bulletproof and everything. So we could have used that shit. I've got people all over the place. I know people that have I don't know what they're called, but they own these things. We could have put his coffin in that, right? That's military transport. He didn't need to provide any military transport. And that's a thing that he was supposed to be given because he was a member of Congress. Senator McCain?
Well, like I said, the military transport is given by the president, but the everything else is done by Congress. Laying in state, in the rotunda, Capitol Rotunda, all that other stuff, everything else is done by Congress. The only thing the president could do, and they do, they ask for the color guards and the thing. I mean, but it's like, are you going to deny this to a war hero senator? It's been one of the longest serving senators. Please.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just silly.
So, it's $25 billion that he's taken away from Social Security. I thought he only needed $26 for the wall. What do you need another $25 for? What are you doing? What do you need another $25 for? You already got $7 for the wall, right? What are you doing?
He's putting it all back into the military. He's putting an extra $10 billion to the military. He's putting it into stuff that we don't.
No, he's taking from there.
Well, he's taking
from
the military to the wall.
From military, from pensions, and from income.
When you talk about Social Security, that's in his budget proposal for next fiscal year.
Yeah, to take $25 billion from there.
That's a different thing because in the budget he's also adding $10 billion to military. That's where that's coming from. And it's there's all these offsets.
This guy's insane.
Separate stuff that from this year's budget he's trying to take from this year's military budget. The other one is for next year's, where he's taken the $10 billion out of Medicare and adding extra to military and all this other bullshit he's trying to get.
I'm just wondering when he's going to pay the contractors for the building that he built in downtown Chicago. He did that in like 2009, 2008. What? $40 million. When is he going to pay the contractors? I'm just wondering.
No, he sues them. He sues them for less. He says, I will pay you pennies on the dollar. That's his modus operandi. He builds these things and tells the contractors, I'm not really happy with it. I'll pay you a third of what you bid on it. And or he doesn't pay them, period. And makes them lose all this money in court for the money that would have been paid. He just is a shyster, shady businessman that somehow became the reality star in chief. Don't even get me started. It's ridiculous.
You know, reality shows, dude. Oh, you know how much I hate them. They took my jabs. Yep. I freaking hate reality shows. These no talent douchebags. They've got a new reality show out right now. Something Fantastic Adventures, some bullshit about kids that are supposedly adopted. And they're like immigrant children, so they're being taken care of, supposedly. And now it comes out that there's all this abuse that's going on with these kids. These freaking reality shows, dude. They're a freaking joke. I don't understand. I do understand it from a producer's point of view because it only costs them $100,000 to produce a show. So, you know, that's easy. Instead of, a couple million dollars.
That's the whole thing, though, on that story, Craig. The bad thing about it, it's not even a real show. It's a YouTube show. They generate
a YouTube
themselves.
Reality show. Oh, that's even better. Something that
they
has no
sponsorship. They have over 800,000 views and over a couple million downloads. So they're making money off YouTube, and these kids are being deprived, tortured, locked in closets by this lady who's probably making money hand over fist from her YouTube stuff. If you have 800,000 subscribers on YouTube and millions
you've
of views,
you've got something else going on. Yep.
You're making bank.
Yep. Yep.
So
wow.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit what it is. And yeah, that's I looked over that story a little bit. It's a little crazy. Man. And all they're doing is trying to make cutesy videos for these kids. And then after it's over, okay, go buy. We lock in the closet and you don't get food. And it's just sad. But it is reality TV via YouTube. You're 100% right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Oh, there is a story I wanted to talk to about outer space. You know, I'm kind of stuck in outer space. And I love all things
right.
Space exploration. Really cool thing they have going on. They're doing a 30 million page, that's million with an M, 30 million page lunar library. They're rocketing into space.
Yeah, I heard about this shit too. Yeah, no, it's kind of cool, but they're sending it to the moon. Say World War III does happen because it's looking more likely than not that one of these idiots is going to push a button, and so say that happens, who's going to be reading that 30 million pages, and how do they actually work? The discs that it's on. I know these discs are supposedly going to last like a billion years or something.
There's a player in the capsule.
There's a what?
There's a player in the capsule.
Oh, so there's a player. And we're assuming that this player is going to last a billion years as well, correct? Because whatever intelligent life form finds it,
yeah.
They think it will. Okay. All right. But who's going to find it? Who's going to read it? Who's going to push the button? It's nobody, unless it's something like the Orville in the future. Cause like the Orville
right.
touches on that where he's playing stuff from now. He's playing like Billy Joel and stuff like that and watching old movies and what they consider old because it's supposed to be 400 or 500 years in the future or more. I don't exactly know the timeline on Orville, but they've done similar things like that where they're reflecting back on Earth in this time period. So we are the information age. We are the age of absolute change. So I'm just trying to figure out if it goes really bad and it doesn't go Orville, who the hell is going to be reading this crap? Nobody is going to read it, and nobody's going to know that we were here.
Theory that someone will find it. I don't know if they have. I mean, I don't know if they have a beacon. How do you know there's something there? The thing can't be that big. It's going through a Israeli lunar module. I mean, if I had to track the entire moon to find what maybe a 25 square foot lunar module from the Israelis.
How is that gonna happen? Just like how is that? I just don't know. I just don't get it. I mean, maybe.
And then the real funny thing.
Yeah.
The thing that I find the funniest though is they're putting 5,000 languages in it, which I think is cool. But they're also uploading the entire Wikipedia information. And Wikipedia, you put your own entries in. You can add whatever you want to a Wikipedia entry. So it's like they're putting the entire Wikipedia up there in space. So who knows how much of that's even accurate, which is really hilarious. Have you checked?
Yeah, I know a lot of people. I know people that will put fake jobs that they did on Wikipedia. And it's like, well, there's no real way to actually. I mean, the majority of it, you know, is they at least try to put facts on there, but there's no way to verify that it's an exact fact unless you look at it and then look up the fact and then look up whatever it is that they said that they did or didn't do.
Oh, dude, I got to tell you, when I first started my entertainment show 3.5 years ago, I didn't know what I was doing. So, and I wanted to interview celebrities. So I did IMDb and Wikipedia like it was my job. And those things are so wrong. I did it for about 2 months and I stopped because all these people that I was talking to said, well, that's not right. That's not right. Like, well, son of a bitch, I guess I shouldn't count on Wikipedia and IMDb. And I guess IMDb, if something goes on there wrong, it takes like a small act of Congress to take it off your IMDb page.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's really difficult to deal with IMDb. I mean, I do it all the time. So we're constantly updating and looking at what is correct and what's incorrect. It took me forever, dude. It took me 5 years to get them to put uncredited on City Slickers 2. May have taken me 7 years.
Oh,
it may have
goodness.
Taken me 7 years to get IMDb, and this is current, to get IMDb to do, it's just over the last 7 years. Like, they just put it on, like, last year, that I was in City Slickers 2 and that it's uncredited, that I'm uncredited. So, and I don't know. IMDb can definitely be slow in like you said, it's a small act of Congress to get something changed or something adjusted on your IMDb page. But once they do it, it's pretty much solid. So you can pretty much believe IMDb, pretty much.
Pretty
they leave
much.
A lot of stuff out, actually.
For 5 years. Yeah, exactly. No, they do. They do leave.
Yeah, but it
out.
Takes like 5 years to change something. So that's why I say pretty much.
What else do we want to talk about? We only have 10 minutes left. Can you believe it? Holy mackerel. Can't believe we have 10 minutes left.
347-989-0126. Give us a call.
Give us a call. We see you out there.
Come and stand on my soapbox.
Hey, we're talking about the YouTube thing. What about this super bloom happening out in California that all these
What does that have to do with YouTube?
Well, it's social media. I love all social media together anymore.
No,
YouTube,
these people
Facebook,
are dumb. All these people
Twitter.
Going to Lake Elsinore to check out the flowers and the poppies. Look at the poppy fields. These people are dumb. They also think they're out of a drought because they got poppy fields. They're just dumb. I don't
well,
understand.
It happens every year. It's beautiful. The problem is that people
yeah,
are destroying
pretty.
All the foliage and it by taking
On,
their damn Instagram
Because they're climbing
pictures.
Up trying to take selfies. Yeah, they're trying to take
exactly.
Instagram shots and stuff. And actually, people have fallen and gotten hurt on the, throughout all of this in the past week. People have climbed up into areas where nobody ever climbs because you can't really climb there and have fallen and gotten hurt. I don't know if anybody's gotten killed yet trying to take a selfie there, but I know they've gotten injured. So it's really dumb. It's just
really
flowers, guys.
It's really remarkable to look at, too. I mean, they're getting this poppies. Natural wonder. It's something you can actually see from space. There are
poppies,
so many
poppies everywhere.
Poppies. It's kind of cool to look at, but it's like,
oh no, it is cool. Yeah, look at it from the like you just said, the shots from space. That's really cool to see, because there's like these really bright neon yellows and really bright neon greens that are happening in Lake Elsinore in California. It is a cool thing to see, but I, you know, dude, why you got to go see it live? I mean, seriously, we've got it right here. I can look at it on my phone. So, you know,
yeah, they're laying on them to have a background. They want to have a poppy background or something stupid. Like, what the hell?
Humans are so
dumb. Are you?
Oh
my God.
Let's destroy the poppies so that we can have poppies all around us. Isn't there an app for that? Isn't there a poppy app already that
exactly.
You can put poppies all around you?
They're all using.
I'm just wondering how high.
Anyway, taking all this stuff from scratch and faking everything. Just use a green screen. That's what you do.
Yeah, there you go.
Shit on anyway.
Yeah, or go to the store and buy some poppies and lay them around you. But how many, you know, poppies are opiates. That's where heroin comes from. That's where morphine comes from, is poppies, the poppy plant. So I'm just wondering how high everybody is that's going to visit those fields and wandering through them, laying in them, and then trying to drive home. I'm just wondering if everybody's just lit. So as they're driving,
I wonder they're falling down over the cliffs because they're
yeah,
high.
Yeah, no, everybody's going up there. Poppies. Oh,
I love it. Hey, you know what? My microphone died the other day. Give me a talk about what you got at Guitar Center. I need to get a new microphone.
I actually just was at Guitar Center again yesterday. Jordan over there and Matt, the manager, and this is the one in Villa Park, Illinois. Gabe, the manager over there, helped me out a lot. Because you know, once again, I got a bunch of albums and I've got our LPs and I've got no way to really transport them, no way to really sort of really display them, no way to, you know, like it's, and there's a whole bunch of them. So. And no way to really store them. So I went and purchased a couple of cases, LP cases, and they're the carpeted ones by Odyssey, which they rock, dude. I absolutely love the ones I got for my 45s, because I got a pretty big collection of 45s as well. Love them. Love, love, love them. And they're carpeted, and they all my records fit in there. And dude, I just love them.
Nice.
Yeah, I also bought all of my other equipment, the stuff that I'm using right now. I've got a Sterling, sorry, dude. It's the Sterling ST170. It's the microphone that I'm using is the Sterling ST170. It's a ribbon microphone. And with ribbon microphones, you need what's called phantom power. It's something out of Star Wars. It's called phantom power. So I've got a Focusrite, a Scarlett Focusrite processor processor. And then the M-Audio monitors or speakers. So that's the system that I'm running here. And they really, really, really have taken care of me when it comes to all of this. Over at Guitar
I'm
Center.
I'm
going to
go try the one in Boardman, because Best Buy, I got my last mic at Best Buy, a little blue mic, and I'm not real happy with it. It's a USB-based one that was just didn't really work real well. So I think I'm going to go over to the one here in Boardman to the Guitar Center, because you sound always crystal clear whenever you call in.
Yeah. Be prepared to drop, you know, to drop a little bit, but apply for a credit card. You know, and most likely you'll be able to cover it on that credit card. But apply for a Guitar Center gear card. That's what I do. That's what I use. That's what I've been using over, you know, the whole time I've shopped there. So,
nice.
Yeah, I really, really like Guitar Center. I've shopped there since I was a kid. I bought my first Ludwig drum set at Guitar Center in Chicago on Halsted. That was like one of their original stores. And that was when it was like 1980, whatever the hell. I mean, this was a while back. So, I've been a Guitar Center fan my whole life. When I lived out in
Los
Angeles,
I've never been musical
too.
Instrument inclined. I don't have no talent. I can karaoke like
Sunset.
A boss, but I can't play an instrument to save my life, unfortunately.
I am just now getting more interested in, and you know, it's later in my life, but Picasso didn't paint his first painting till he was 58 years old. So, you know, I mean, we've got, as long as you're still alive, you, and you're an artist, you can make something, you can create something, and you can also learn something, and not just artists, but everyone. You know, you can actually become an artist if you are so inclined. You just have to go out and learn it and do it. You have to actually pick up the guitar and play it in order to learn how to play it. So lately I have been really itching to learn how to play piano. And I don't know what that's about. But and I know people, you know, are like, dude, that takes a lifetime, you know, to learn how to play a piano. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I'm an artist and I play other instruments and, you know, I can probably pick it up. So, you know, and coming up here, I'm actually planning on learning. And it's just totally up to me to just
keyboard, or what are you going to do?
Sit down. No, I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to handle it. We were looking at keyboards last night as well. And this dude came in and he's playing like he's been playing, like I just said, in his whole life. He was just rocking out. I wish I would have gotten his name. He was really good. But yeah, we were looking at him last night when we were going through all the LP cases and stuff. So,
nice.
But yeah, I'll probably have to just because of space, and I don't want to. Dude, pianos are so heavy. You don't want to haul those anywhere. You don't want to move them anywhere. You don't want to.
No.
You get a piano and you want to leave it in whatever room for the rest of your life. That's what you want to do with a piano. So, so I'll probably get an electronic keyboard to start and learn that way.
All right, dude.
But yeah, that's how you learn.
We got to wrap stuff up here. I can't believe
that's how you learn an instrument, Scott. If you ever, you know, you do karaoke, well, that means you sing. So at least you've got some, or at least you think you can sing. And you've got some idea of what notes and chords are in order to be able to sing. So even if you don't know how to read, reading is just something that you can learn really easily to read music. Anyone can. It's very, very basic as far as the whole way it's set up. And it was set up that way so that anyone can do it. So if you feel like you want to learn some instrument, go and learn it. And it's totally up to you. You don't necessarily have to pay anybody to teach you. There are so many. There's YouTube videos. There's all sorts of manuals. There's all sorts of books, all sorts of stuff out there that you can listen to. And they will teach you how to play at least the basics. And then it's up to you, any artist, it's up to you from there, you know, to go with it as far as you're going to go with it in your life. It's not up to anybody else but you.
Very true. All right. Well, we have to wrap it up, dude. We have about 30 seconds here.
Cool.
We may have to have
another
Katie
really
pop
quick
in tomorrow.
Show,
she's not going to know what to do with herself on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday anymore, is she? How's your fiance taking to not having a place to go every weekend?
Oh yeah, no, it's weird. Today is actually kind of weird because, you know, she's supposed to be going down to Chicago right now for a play. Aren't we in Thursday yet? Or are we just at Wednesday? But yeah, no, it feels weird because like I said, the entire cast is in mourning. They all are. Even going on to other projects, because there's a couple of them that immediately are rehearsing and or into another project. And they're still like, oh, I missed this and I missed that. And I keep hearing so-and-so's lines running through my head. And, you know, I see her social media and they're all talking about how much they miss each other and how weird it is that they're not going on Thursday. So, you know, it's an interesting, problem that is there. I don't know if it's a problem. It's, you know, it's an interesting what happens with our little family units as actors, and you know,
so
when we're doing a play
tomorrow, she can call in and tell us what it's like to have a weekend off. But we got to cut it off, guys. Thanks for listening. Be sure to call in tomorrow. We hope you're out there. Give us a call, Dave. 347-989-0126, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time for an hour. We'll see you tomorrow. It's our last show of the week. Mr. Craig Hurley, thanks for standing on my soapbox with me.
Yep. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All righty, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace.